Good morning, friends. Super excited to be with you guys today. I had the busiest day yesterday. At least it felt busy because I was in and out of people's masterclasses and speaking to an audience where I got to talk about mindset work, especially for photographers or artists. So it was a lot of fun, but I wanted to share with you some insight behind these groups, the way they run in the back end, and maybe it would help you to decide in the future what groups are for you, how to find a mentor or a membership that would work for your current needs, and how to really dive into your intuition to let you know if a specific mentor or group is right for you. So let's go ahead and get started in today's episode. Hey friend, welcome to Deep Healing for Creative Entrepreneurs. My name is Aubrey Barr and I am a subconscious release technique practitioner and photography business owner. I know you are sick of ending your day feeling overwhelmed and exhausted and you are seeking a solution to help you feel creatively inspired and actively engaged in your business as well as personal life. In this podcast, we are going to dig into any limiting beliefs or subconscious programs that are keeping you in a space filled with anxiety and stress. This work is not a temporary solution for your life. No, this is a complete transformation. So grab your coffee or tea and let's start you on the road to healing. And let me just say, you can do this. You are worth it. And you are meant to thrive in life and business. So let's dig in. So a few episodes back, because it happened like 3 months ago, 2 or 3 months ago, I was in a mastermind group and I came in as a guest expert. And the topic was on how our inner healing and the lack thereof shows up in our marketing, right? Like there's always this connection behind what's really going on in your life and what people see, right? Either it's your post, the content in there, the pictures you share, or maybe even the tone of the way you talk about things. It comes through in one way or another, and people pick up on that. And so I did this masterclass with that in mind, and it was for a group specifically around SEO and geared towards photographers. I thought it went well. I really did. No sooner than logged out of this Zoom room and I pulled up my Instagram and I had like 15 new followers right away, right off the bat. So I was like, okay, this feels good. And what happened thereafter was that person got on a separate Zoom call for just that group that I had just presented to and had a lot of really negative feedback about my approach, about my energy work, about the way I handle things, my perspective on life, you know? So super unprofessional and super didn't settle right with me. I think that goes without saying, but I don't harbor any kind of negative feelings towards this person because, to be honest with you, like just gonna be so real, okay? Not everybody is ready for the depth of the work that I do. And I know that. Some of it honestly goes right over people's heads. They're just not at a place where they can readily forgive the past or really feel things from the past. Maybe they're still trying to hold on to something because it hurts so bad that letting it go would just be really difficult for them. So I totally have empathy for everybody, no matter where you're at, even if you're listening to this and just don't know if any healing work is for you. I have a lot of empathy for that. And I really, really encourage people to just be where you're at. You don't need to push through and be something you're not. You don't need to go through the healing process early. Honestly, it's probably not good for you to do so. So I just try to keep an open mind and understand that, again, this is not for everybody. So, but I was a little bit sad, you know, that
that happened. I was sad for myself. And I did have an opportunity to clear up some of those things that were going on in my head about, you know, me just not being accepted for who I am. You know, for my authenticity to be too much for other people, because this is a common theme that comes up for me. It's like, that was too much. That was too whatever. And just learning to really be okay with that, right? So I'm not going to lie and say that I was completely fine, but it did take me a step back and kind of make me think things through. Well, come to this past week, I had this call scheduled with a group, and I had spoken to the person that runs the group, and she runs a group specifically for photographers. Again, she's over in the UK, and I've had a friend join one of her retreats, and that's where I even saw her name before. And I think she was also in one of the common Facebook groups where we kind of connected. So yeah, I reached out to her and I said, hey, you know, this was back in probably November or December. I said, I can talk to your people. If you're running a mastermind group, I know for a fact, because I have guests in mind, that people come in, and that's part of the offerings. It's like, hey, you can also get this training from, you know, this person who doesn't give normal, you know, trainings all the time to people, right? Like, this is special. This is for the people in my group. So she said yes. But again, this was months ago. So I actually added this to my calendar probably 4 or 5 months ago. And so it was already on my calendar when I had the not so great experience about 2 months ago. And I'm really big on commitment, you guys. If I say I'm going to do it, I'm going to stick with it. And I didn't want to put what I experienced in that other group onto this person. So, but I would be lying if I said that I wasn't a little bit checking myself and saying, okay, Aubrey, do you really want to do this? Is this really worth your time? Because if that person turns around and makes it this, you know, not such a great experience, or is ungrateful or whatever, is this really worth your time? And I decided that it was, in fact, still in my realm to provide this masterclass for these people. And this one was around soul-aligned marketing, which is a very similar topic to what I spoke about before. So it took some of my, you know, inner motivational speaker to hype myself up for this call, to be honest with you, but it still felt good to me. And so I did go ahead and do it. And I'm just going to tell you some things that I learned, because I really want to reach people out there that are sick of putting their money into a membership or a group or a mentor specifically that it doesn't pay back for them. It's not a match for them. It doesn't end up being what they thought it was going to be. Just all of those things. It's a huge thing right now. I hear it all the time. And people really kind of frown upon coaching in a lot of ways, because so many people have felt like things didn't work for them. They didn't get what they thought they were purchasing. And so I'm going to use this experience as a way to kind of give you an outline on how you can connect intuitively and say, yes, this is a match, or no, this isn't. So here we go. First off, I'm going to say that presenting in a group where the leader, the person, the founder, the owner of the group is so open. And when I mean open, I don't mean open to all ideas. I mean that they provide an open space for other people. What happens in those trainings when I get to go into groups like that is the group is more outspoken. They feel so safe that it's easy for them to bring up things that they are struggling with. Okay. If you're in a group membership and you don't feel safe enough to bring things up, how are you really getting the help you need? Right? You kind of need that space to be like, okay, in here, everybody's paying to be in here. Everybody wants to be a better person. Everybody wants growth. Everybody wants to expand their business. Like, that understanding and feeling super safe to ask questions that you honestly need help with, that's an open space to me. Okay. So, in this group, that's what it was. And the lessons that we all learned during the masterclass were expounded because people were really able to let loose and talk about things that matter to them. You know, there were some tears. There were some like joyful things too. It was not a sad thing by any means, but it was an opportunity for people to really heal. And that's what gets the needle moving. That's what we all want when we put ourselves in these spaces. And so one thing that I think you should be very clear about before you hire a coach or a mentor or join a membership is, are you sure that the person that runs it is open and is safe and is inviting? Okay, because if they're dismissive in their speaking with other people, or if they pretend to be super friendly and then all of a sudden they don't return your call, they don't return any of your messages, they're not super open about talking about things, like that is showing they're not authentic. Okay, it's the best way I can say it. I'm not trying to be diminishing to anybody and their groups, but I'm just saying that when you provide a space like that, then you're actually connecting with the real person in there. That's where you're going to get the most benefit. So number one, are they inviting? Are they welcoming? Are they open to questions? Are they open to conversations? Or do they have a place where maybe when you ask a question, it goes silent? Maybe you ask a question and people say, well, you don't know that already. Why are you even in here? Right? Things like that can happen in groups where the person in charge is not being authentic. And they are honestly, I hate to say it, but they are providing a group because of their ego and not because of your growth. And that's what it really comes down to. So another thing would be number two is that when you look at this, obviously you're looking for something that's going to help your growth. Okay. A lot of people, I hear this all the time, and it's not just from me, it's from my other coaches that I've had in the past, but people often will sign up to groups and then they won't show up and they won't do the work and they'll kind of hide away, right? And then they get mad later because the group didn't meet their standards. And it's like, well, you didn't really give it a chance, right? You didn't really show up. You didn't really take the information in. You signed up, you gave money, and you expected that to be all you needed, right? So there's definitely a push-pull that happens when you decide to sign up for one of these things. So the other question is, honestly, is it a good time for you? Do you have the capacity to run your business, run your life, live your life, plus add in a new opportunity for growth and for learning and for trainings? It doesn't mean you have to go to everything, okay? It just has to mean that the amount of time and effort you put into it and money is reciprocated, but also by your actions, okay? Because your actions is really what helps move it along. We can learn all the information in the world. If we do not apply it to our lives and take action, then nothing's going to change. Right? So second question, is this a place, a space for you to be able to grow while putting in your available capacity, your available time and effort, whatever that is, right? If you join a super in-depth one-on-one program for a month, but you also are super busy that month, right? And I'm just using that as an example for you to really take a look at it. But clearly, a lot of you wouldn't even sign up for that. But it's funny how we sometimes put ourselves in situations where it's like we couldn't have done it anyway, but yet we try to. We think that, you know, maybe something will change. Maybe the timing's not right. And I think a lot of times we make those decisions based off of FOMO, right? The fear of missing out. Okay, if I don't sign up for this now, I'll never be able to grow my business. I'll never start making money, right? So now's the best time. But without bringing in the logic of, do we actually have the capacity for that decision? Do I have 3 hours a week, if that's what it entails? Do I have the ability to actually also work on my website because now I need to bring in this new information and apply it right away? If you don't have that, then the timing's not right, but you're letting the FOMO get to you. And then you're actually making a decision out of scarcity. And we should never be making decisions out of scarcity. We should be making decisions out of abundance, like, oh, this feels really good to me. I know this is going to be good for me. So the third thing is obviously being able to tap into your intuition, your inner knowing. This is my favorite thing to do. It cannot be overstated how necessary it is to really tap into that and feel what you're going to feel. Because I'll be honest with you, you can do all the things I've already mentioned. You could absolutely say, oh my gosh, this is the perfect timing for this. I actually just got that much in a job too, where I can spend that money. And I actually just freed up my schedule, or the kids are in preschool for another extra couple weeks or whatever. And I can actually do this. Okay. But again, tap in, check your intuition, because sometimes the answer is no when you don't think it should be. And sometimes the answer is yes when you think, oh my gosh, what the heck? Now, my little caveat here is that if you are someone who is so used to leaning into their fear, when you come across a situation like this, you might lead with fear. And if you're leading with fear, then you're actually turning off your intuition, because we can get a no through our inner knowing without it being fear-based. Right? Actually, I've had plenty of times in my life where I got a no when I was expecting a yes, but it didn't feel like it was scary. It just felt like, nope. And I'm like, okay, why? I don't know, but I don't feel good about it. It just doesn't feel right for me right now. Right? So take a breath in. If you're feeling fear, sit with that for a day or two. Okay. And allow yourself to feel whatever you need to feel. Ask yourself some questions about that fear. You know, am I scared because this is a big decision? Am I scared because I'm putting more pressure on my business to do good in the next month? No matter what you come up with here, it's your responsibility to really start to decipher what that feeling is, what it means, and if it's okay to proceed or not. So I really encourage people, and you guys know this if you've been around for a while, to really tap into that yourselves, because I'm telling you right now, I get the biggest aha moments when I actually take a minute to just connect with that. Like, if everything looks logically like this is it, I should say yes, I want to be a part of this, and then I get a little hesitation. If I just ask and get that yes that way, it oftentimes makes me feel so good about it that I don't even question it while I'm in there. I'm like, it doesn't matter. It's all going to work out. This was actually great timing for me because I did the work. I was able to connect intuitively, and I know this is right for me, right? So it could give you extra confidence, or it could tell you no. We have to be okay with it either way, because on this journey, we are learning to trust ourselves. We are learning to listen to those cues and show up in that way, okay? So just to recap, if you are looking for a place to do more personal growth or business growth, if you're looking for a membership, if you're looking for a mentorship, and there's many different ways that this is offered in the world, okay? It could be one-on-one. It might be in a group. It might be in a massive group where you're only able to get like past recordings, which is also fine. But whatever it is you're looking for, go ahead and follow these steps. You know, follow this person on Instagram or Facebook or their socials. Find out who they really are. You know, is this a person that you could have a conversation with? Or are you willing to look past their problems in order to get the growth that you need? Because that doesn't always work the way you think it will, right? And everybody's imperfect. So don't get me wrong there. Everybody has their problems, let's say, complexities. But that doesn't mean that it's a no or a yes, okay? That just means that we have to be willing and ready to look past that. Now, if you're paying, you know, $8 a month to be in this huge, you know, group where you're not really getting one-on-one, you're just okay with that, right? You understand going in that that's what's expected and that's what you get. And that's fine, because there's also a different price range for everything, right? But if you're doing one-on-one, you absolutely need to vet that person even longer and ask them, do you have a 10-minute call that you do with people just so we can make sure this is a good fit? Or if you're doing a membership and you constantly see that this person is downing other people or maybe getting triggered, like it's really easy for me to see that in people, but it's not always easy for other people. But that is a sign that they have a lot of healing to do, and it's hard for them to move past that. And so it doesn't really put them in a position of leadership that would work always. But when you follow them, when you get to know them, then you have a better understanding of who these people are, right? And then the other thing being, please check in intuitively, see what the answer is, and really make sure that you understand it and you feel good about it or bad, whatever. Essentially, it's always a good feeling when you get the correct answer. So even if it's a no for now, at least you have like a grip on what that feels like. Admittedly, some of you are at the beginning of your journey to being able to really connect with yourself, with your intuition, and start healing things from your past. So it might be really difficult for you to check in intuitively. I would suggest that you do all the other things I talked about and maybe even do some journaling around your experience to see, is this a good fit for me? That might help you to tap in better. But at this point, it's all about honing in on that skill, you know, using that intuitive muscle to see what it's telling you. Okay. So I hope you guys have a beautiful day. Over in the membership, we are doing a class on people pleasing and boundaries this month. So it's super fun. If you guys want to join us, that membership is $97 a month. And every month you get access to these programs that are between $250 and about $700 by themselves. So you do get like the upper hand in a lot of these. You also get a live Q&A once a month with the group, and it's a lot of fun. We do talk a little bit about the program that we worked on that month, but we mostly spend the time doing subconscious release technique on whatever's coming up for people, as well as whatever came up in the program. So it's a great opportunity to dig a little deeper, come live, and really hang out with other people that are wanting growth and wanting healing at a deeper level. That's what we do. So that is the We Are Magnetic Women membership. I will put the link to that in the show notes. I hope to see you guys in there. In the meantime, have a beautiful day, and we will talk very soon. I hope this podcast spoke to you in some way. If it did, please go ahead and leave me a review and subscribe so that I know you're enjoying what you hear. And further, if you know somebody else who owns their own creative business and struggles with anything that we spoke about, please pass this on, because it is my hope that we will be able to build a community of like-minded individuals who love on each other and appreciate the many facets that make our creative business so unique. And lastly, check out the show notes to find my free Facebook community and other useful links to work with me. All right, friend, see you soon.